Wir haben Daf, Samach Gimela mit Aleph, der Mishnah. Ha-Sheichet es ha-Pesach al ha-Chomeitz, oiver veloi sase. So Rashi says, ha-Sheichet es ha-Pesach al ha-Chomeitz, oiver veloi sase, to loisishchat al chomeitz. Ye oiver on the love of loisishchat al chomeitz. Agav Uche, we should know there are two psukim in Chumash. There's one pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. That pasuk says, "Lo yisizbach al chometz dam zivchi v'lo yolin chaylev chagi ad boiker." There's a pasuk in Parshas Kisisa, "Lo yisishchat al chometz dam zivchi v'lo yolin la boiker zevach chaga posach." These are two psukim which aser teshechta kolben pesach al chometz. So it's very interesting that Rashi brings down the later posik on Pashas Kisisa. Rashi speaks about, Rashi mentions this lav. That's what the Tlach says, because from this lav you see which kolben we're speaking about. The first posik says, Leisizbach al chomitz dam zivchiv lo yolin chelav chagi ad boiker. It is very unclear which Kolben we're speaking about. The Pasuk, who knows? But the second Pasuk, Loisishchat al chomet tamzichu leyolin laboiker zevach chaga posach. So here we see that we're speaking about the Kolben Pesach. So it could be that's where Rashi brings down this Pasuk. So the Tanakhama says, Hashoichet es ha-Pesach al ha-chomets oiver beloisase. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Af Hatomit. That if a person shecht Af Hatomit, so Rashi says, Shol Beina Aboyim Derev HaPesach, Sheshochtei Al HaChomeitz, V'taymo Yalef B'Gmore. The Gemore learns out, Rabbi Yehuda says, that we learn now from the Pasuk, Rabbi Yehuda Omoloch Zivchi Zevach HaMiyuchad Li U'mayniyu Tomit. So Poshet, one of the psukim is going on the tomit. Now there's a Taisvis in Menaches. We'll have later in the Gemara that Hashoichet es ha-Pesach oiver b'loi sase. So the Shoichet is oiver for sure. And not only if the Shoichet possesses the chometz, now who adin if echod mivnei ha-chabure possess chometz, the Shoichet is also over. Gemara learns out from Sukkim. Taisvis in Menoche says that by the Tomid, Taisvis says, Taisvis brings down a Baraisa that Yochayev, if Echot Mibnei HaChabure possesses Chomet. So Taisvis says, Al HaTomid Pshite, Deloy Mechayev Mishum Echot Shebi Yisrael. If one Yid will possess chometz, that's poshet, that the shoichet won't be over. So poshet pshat is, this lav of loisishchat, by the tomid is speaking about that the shoichet himself possesses the chometz, but not that any of Klal Yisrael possesses the chometz. Perhaps we could be mamtik a little to understand the Rav Shmuel brings down the Pseh Hezber from the Briskerov, why Davke, by the Tomid, it is different than a Kolben Pesach. By a Kolben Pesach, the Bailam, if the Bailam of the Pesach possess Chometz Yehoiva. And by the Tomid, here you're not over if the Bailam L'chetz HaKolben Tzibos HaKlal Yisrael are the Bailam of the Kolben Pesach. So why shouldn't you be over if the Bailam possess Chometz? So perhaps it could be Mavayer as follows. We had before Rashi and Daf Samach Aleph, Rashi differentiates between a Kolben Pesach and all other Kobonis. Rashi says, all other kabonis, shal zvochim, deloy pesach, lav ikron la'achila osu. The ikr does not come, yev, schusei achila, but that's not the purpose of the kolben. Elo lechapore. So Rashi says, so since the ikar of the kolben is for kapore is leshayich shini bailim, elo bezrike. So the whole psul of shini bailim is only by zrike. She ein loy bekolben elo kaporosoi. What the his bailis in the kolben is only a bailis for kapore. The kapore lesa elo bezrike. And kapore is only bezrike. Rashi says, "Leiden daf samachalof amiu peisach sheikroi lebailov liochel peisach the ikir the bailis in the kolben is that it should be eaten. So shachtoi shaloi l'shem bailov is also possible. So memele there. So Rashi seems to say the psul of shini bailim is dependent in what his bailis is. If his bailis is only for kapore, so then the psul of shini bailim is only in the avoide that creates kapore, and that's zrike. If the bailis is in the achilas akolben, like a kolben pesach, so then the shchita that makes it roi lachila, so there's a psul of shini bailim. But al koponim, the bailis of a kolben is relative. So it could be that this is the svara of Tosfos in Menachos, that a kolben tamid takid klal yisol is a bailim on the kolben. It's a kolben tzibo, but the bailis is only lekapore. So memele, so shchita has no shaychus with kapore, so there can't be a psul there can't be an iser shchita. If someone in Klal Yisrael possesses chametz, because in the avodas hashchita, there's no yichus to the Klal Yisrael over there. What their bailus of the korban is the kapora, which is negeir avodas hazrike. So therefore, if there's an iser of loisishchat by the korban tomid al kochoch, the iser is if the koyin, that shaykh, the one who is shaykhated, if he possesses chometz, so memela, so he's over the is of leisishchat al chometz. But that when a yid possesses chometz, a yid, l'gabi the shchita, he's not even considered a bailim. So his chometz will not in any way affect the shchita to make that there should be an is of shchita and chometz. Ma she'en kein by kolben pesach, that the ikrei la'achilo imei, so he's a bailim legabi achila, so in the shchita gufa he's considered a bailim. Just like Ashi says, there's a psul shini bailim in the shchita by kolben pesach. So memelas over there, if the bailim, the menuyim possess chometz, so the shaykhet is also over on the lap. About kaponim, this is a hisof of Rabbi Yehuda, that not only are you over by a kolben pesach, you're over by a kolben tomid also. The golden talmud of the Bein Abayim shall erev Pesach. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Rabbi Shimon says, a Pesach ba'arbo oso, if a person will shecht the golden Pesach ba'arbo oso, lishmoy, he's shechting it l'shem Pesach, chayiv. So he's chayiv. So this is the tzir of leisishchat al chometz dam zivchi, that he's shechting a golden Pesach, it's a kosher golden, and chometz, so he's chayiv. Bishaloi lishmoi. But what if he'll shech the kolben pesach barba oso shaloi lishmoi? So we know shaloi lishmoi by a kolben pesach, so the kolben is posel. So therefore, then he is potter. If he makes a shchite that passels the kolben, so then there's no lav of leisishchat al chometz. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi Rab Shimon Oimer, HaPesach b'yudalid sheshochetoy al chometz. He shechted the kolben. They shechted the kolben Pesach al chometz. Lishmoy, if he shechted it, lishmoy l'shem Pesach hayu mishum leisishchat al chometz. The Pesach kosheru. It's a kosher kolben Pesach. Ushchita ruhuye, and it's a good shchita. So yeah, that's called leisishchat al chometz. V'sheloy lishmoy potah. But what if he shecht the kolben pesach biyudalit shaloi lishmoi, so then he's potter. The posel, because then the kolben is posel. And what if the kolben is posel? ושחיטה שאין רויה לאו שמו שחיטה. A shchita that is not matir is not called a shchita. So wherever hilchis shchita are involved or are needed, you need a shchita ruye. V'hochi islay l'Rab Shimon b'chol duchti b'kisei adam u'ba'oisay v'espinoy u'b'tashlumei abo v'chamisha. That all the time, let's say by dalet v'hei, if a person will shecht, a person stole a behemah and he shechts it and it's a treife. So memelis ot shchita she'ena ruuye. So lemais is not chayiv on dalet vei. Wherever the teiris, wherever this hilchis shchita, when a shchita is needed, so Rab Shimon holds you need a shchita ruuye, a shchita that's matter. So Rashi seems to say that this maima of Rab Shimon is Rab Shimon letaimei, because Rab Shimon holds that a shchita she'ena ruuye lo yishmo shchita. The Meiri says that Satach Nitzar Rab Shimon L'taymei. The Meiri says that Einoi Kori Zevach L'chayvoi K'sheshochtei Al-Chometz. It's not called a Kolben. He says it has to L'Zishchat Al-Chometz Dam Zivchi. That means that after the Shchita and Chometz, it's still called Zivchi. It's still called a Kolben. But if with the Shchita I'm passling it, I'm shechting it Shaloi L'shmo, so it's not called Zivchi. If it's not called Zivchi, so there's so it's not as the halacha of shchita she'ena ruye lo yishmo shchita. No, the halacha is feltach in zivchi. And in afkamina will be this vasemes says what will be. We'll learn later in the gemara. Lav davke the shoychet is chayiv. Who adin the zayrik is chayiv? The zayrik is also chayiv. So the vasemes wants to tain according to Rashi if a person will shechtet shaloi lishmo. So Rashi seems the whole chesaron is because shchita she'ena ruye lo yishmo shchita finished. So that's a ptur in the shoychet. But what'll be if someone will be zayrik it shaloi lishmo? So it should be good. That's only if according to the Meiri, if you need it should be zivchi. So if a kertan avoided that passels it, such an avoided, you're not chayiv and chometz. So that's what Rab Shimon said. Rab Shimon oimer ha-Pesach ba-arbo oso lishmoy, ishechte da korban Pesach lishmoy chayiv. V'sheloi lishmoy poto. U'shor kol azvochim, but other kolbonis, B'yayim yodalit, bein lishmon, bein sheloi lishmon pot. So Rashi, ushor kol azvochim sheshochtam b'yodalit la'acha chatzois ala chometz, bein lishmon, over sheloi lishmon, v'af al gav shek sheiren hein, these other kabonis akosha, kedisnan kol azvochim shenizbachu sheloi lishmon sheiren, Potter, kede meforish begmore, beidne de mechayev ha-Pesach, loy mechayev ha-Shah zvochem. Osi Rab Shimon holds, be'emes in the love of leisishchat al-chometz, is applicable not only on a korban Pesach, it's applicable also on other korbanos, but that is not Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, the whole iser is, yishecht a korban Pesach. And in the middle of Pesach, then the Iser is if you shecht other kabonis. As we mentioned before, that there are two psukim, leisizbach al-chometz dam zivchi, leisishchat al-chometz dam zivchi. So Rab Shimon made a very interesting drosha. He took the yud from one zivchi and he put it to the other zivchi. So the psukim read as follows, leisizbach al-chometz dam zevach, and leisishchat al-chometz dam zvochai. And he makes such a drosh, dam zevach is going on dam Pesach, and dam zvochai is going on other kabonis. And when you're chayiv on a korban Pesach, you're potter on other kabonis. When you're chayiv on other kabonis, you're potter ala Pesach. So this is what Rab Shimon says. Rab Shimon says, a Pesach barbo oso lishmoi, that's a kosher korban Pesach, chayiv, And you dalit shal kol azvochim you potter, because you an erev Pesach you only chayev on a korban Pesach if you shecht on chometz and not on other korbanos. Ube moyed, but what is in yontif and chalamoyed? So there the halacha is punkt verkehrt. If you take a korban Pesach, a moisa Pesach, and you'll shecht it lishmoy, you'll shecht a korban Pesach, lishem Pesach, which is posel, moisa Pesach, lacha Pesach, lishem Pesach is posel, so then it's a shchita shein aruye, it's a posel a korban potter, so then you are not chayiv, shaloi lishmoy, but if you'll take a korban Pesach and you'll shecht it lishem shlomim chayiv, so then you are chayiv, because then it's a shlomim. So you're shechting it, a Pesach, lacha Pesach is a shlomim, so you're shechting a shlomim al chomet shechayit. Usho kol azvochim, and other kobonis, not a moisa Pesach, any other kobon, bein lishmon, bein sheloi lishmon, chayit. You're always chayit, because that's the zvochai. Le sizbach al zvochai, that as the zivis is bach chometz dam zvochai, that the old zvochim, if you shecht al chometz, it is possible, and that's speaking about the moed. So bein lishmon, bein shaloi lishmon chay, chutz min achatos, sheshochatoi shaloi lishmo. Achatos sheshochatoi shaloi lishmo, be moed, so since achatos shaloi lishmo is a possible kom, so again we have this different pointer of the law, because it's a other shchita shein eruya, other sefelten shein zevach, according to the Miri. So mamela, then you will be potter. Zot Rashi. Ubemoyit, besoich ha-Pesach, im lishmoy shochtoy le-Pesach ala chometz, potter, if he shechted the korban Pesach lishmoy, he's potter, miloy sishchat, the Pesach shaloy bizmanay, Lishmoy posel, v'avelo shchita shein eruye. So then it's potter, because it's a shchita shein eruye. Sheloy lishmoy, but what if he took a korban Pesach in the middle of Chol HaMoed, and he shechted it l'shem shlomim? Elo l'shem shlomim chay, d'lohochi koi, it's oimet to be a shlomim, v'avelo shchita ruya. V'chayiv mishum leisishchat badi lav, t'ro yirlo v'lo yimotzei. Pikamalkes nami de shchite. But if he shechts it shaloi lishmo, so you chay. It's a shchite ruye. And here Rashi says that if he has chometz, Rashi says if he has chometz, so memele is chayiv besides Bal Yiro. I mean, he has chometz and Pesach, he's over Bal Yiro also. But besides Bal Yiro, he's also over on Leisishchat. Now, the Achronim ask a kasha, why didn't Rashi speak about Bal Yiro till now? I mean, we were learning, Ashechet as a Pesach, al chometz over Leisase, and Rabbi this is a Tomid, and Rashi didn't speak about Bal Yiro. Now, all of a sudden, the middle of the Mishnah, the person shechts the Pesach and Pesach shaloylish in the Moed shaloylish Moed, so he's chayiv together with Bal Yiro. Chayvatz Bal Yiro also. So the so the Tzlach wants to say that Rashi was going according to Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon holds that there's no love. Rav Shimon holds that there's no lav Erev Pesach of Anachilas Chometz. So let's not go into the Cheshbon, but he holds if there's no lav Anachilas Chometz, Zichon no Bal Yiro according to Rav Shimon ad halayla. So Memele, so according to Rav Shimon, Rashi couldn't say a Pesach barbo also lishmoy chayiv v'sholoy lishmoy potter. Because according to Rab Shimon, there's no Bal Yiro. But in Pesach, so there's a Bal Yiro. So here Rashi had to say that, here Rashi had to mention, in Pesach, besides the Chiyav of Leis Ishchat, there's a Bal Yiro also. So the Tzlach says, no, that's a good teretz according to Rab Shimon. The Reish of the Mishnah Sheikhet is a Pesach ala Chometz Oiver Bolo Isase. There is not going according to Rab Shimon. So, l'chayre, according to the other Tanoim, l'chayre, yo'iva bal yiro, mishesh, erev Pesach, Rashi says on the Avdal, yo'iva bal yiro. So, why didn't Rashi mention bal yiro over here? So, t'tzlach, zoich nishken kashe. Because, asheche des ha-Pesach alachom, it's oiva bal oisase, does lav davke, does it mean that the Sheikhet possessed chometz? It could mean, as we mentioned, that the Echad Midei Chabura possessed chometz. So the Sheikhet is over on Lois Yishchat, and the Echad Midei Chabura is over on Bal Yiroh. So Rashi doesn't have to say he's over together with Bal Yiroh. Besides the Bal Yiroh, it's over on Lois Yishchat also. Who says he has chometz? So therefore Rashi didn't speak about it. He says when we're speaking about, but this whole halacha that you're only oiva on the chometz of echad bnei chabura, the tzlach said this is dafke by korban pesach. So then the halacha is you're oiva on the chometz of echad bnei chabura. But in chalamoid, so it's a shlomim. So by a shlomim, there's no din bechlal that you're oiva on the chometz of the bail. Me as a different cheshbon, why not? The way we said, okay, it's also good, because he's not considered a bailam for achila, so memela the shchita is not dependent if he has chometz or not. But kaponim the tzlach says this halacha by a shlomim in Pesach, you're only oiva if the sheichet himself has chometz. The sheichet himself has chometz, then he's oiva on leis ishchat. He's not oiva if the bailam have chometz. So the tzlach, so if the sheichet has chometz, a rashi yes, takashe, so b'zay is over bal yiroh. So I says, yeah, but besides the bal yiroh is over leisishchat also. That's how the tzlach says pshat in Rashi. Agav uche, we see another nekuda from this Rashi that Rashi holds that the shir of chometz to be over bal yiroh is the shir of chometz to be over leisishchat is a kezayis. The Rambam says the shir is a kezayis, and I'm not sure where the Rambam got it from. But al kaponim, we see from this Rashi also, because if the shir would be less than a kezayis, so why have to talk about bal yiroh? There's no bal yiroh. He had a half a zayis, he's not over on bal yiroh. Why says from Rashi that al kaponim, the shir of leis ishchat is on a kezayis of chometz. So Rashi had a kashim. L'chayre is over bal yiroh also, so Rashi says, einach anami. Then Rashi is Messiah, vike malkes nami de shchite. This malkes also for the shchite. Now, the rehitas loshen of Rashi, which means besides the bal yiroh, this malkes for the shchite. Now, this is also a problematic Rashi. This Dvash Emes asks, Dvash Shmuel asks, why should there be malkes on bal yiroh? The Rambam says if a person purchases chometz and pesach, he was mechametz chometz and pesach, so he did a maize, so he gets malkus for bal yiroh. But samazay, a person possessed chometz, he's over bal, he doesn't get malkus for bal yiroh. It's a lav shame by maize, he's not doing anything. And here Rashi weiss the chois vike malkus nami de shchite, so the ritas aloshen, what happens ausgewiesen, that besides the malkus from bal yiroh, there's also malkus of shchita, so wow. Meicha teisi, there's malkus for bal yiroh. Who says that it is speaking about that he purchased the chometz or he was mechametz the chometz? Let's put this ha'ora on hold. Maybe later in the sugya we'll be able to be miyashiv this ha'ora. Ushal kol azvachim, all other zvachim sheshochton b'moyid al chometz. It's bein lishmon, bein shaloi lishmon chai, dok sheiren hain. It's a koshre kolm, it's a shchita ruye. Begmore meforish, de kro, ashar zvochim nami asel, the posik also asels, shchita al chometz, yada kabonis. Chutz min achata, sheshochta shaloi lishmo, de psuli, so it's a posile kolm, kedis nam bezvochim, chutz min apesach vachata, vetaim mishum, why is achata shaloi lishmo posil, de chsiv beshchita, Chatos hi miyute hi, blei nishchete shaloi lishmo, so memele, so it's a shchita shein ruya. So memele, you won't be chayiv, an ha-shoichet es ha-chatos shaloi lishmo b'moyiv. Zog toisvis, ha-shoichet pesach al chometz, oiver b'loi sase. Oy merivo, da ha-pesach kosher, da loishona olo va-kosov la-akev. So the Rivo says that the Pesach is a kosher Pesach, because by kochim, in order for it to passel, leishon la'olav ha'kosuv la'akev. The Marsha asks, there are two psukim. We just mentioned this, apostle leisizbach al chometz dam zivchi, leisishchat al chometz dam zivchi. Let's not go into his teretz, which is a psabisal shverable, so we'll be with the hora. But al kaponim, the Rivo says that, since it's loishona levakos of la'akev, so memele the kolbon is kosher. But the sefte, the mechilte, tanya behedya, asheichet as a pesach ala chomitz biyudalid, oiver beloisasa, ba pesach atzmei kosher, v'yoytze ba'idei chayvosei bepesach. So this does not passel the kolbon. It's a love that one has if he was shoychet ala Pesach. Zok the Gemara, Omar Rab Shimon ben Lokish, lo oilom einoi chayiv, he's only chayiv at sheya chometz l'shoychet, or the shoychet possesses chometz, oil is zoyrik, or the zoyrik will possess the chometz. This is either the Zoyrik, we're speaking about that the Zoyrik, the Zoyrik had Chometz Peshas Zrike, the Miri wants to say, or the Sheikhet knew who the Zoyrik is going to be, and Samuel the Sheikhet is also over the Zoyrik has Chometz, he knew who was aimed to be the Zoyrik. Oyla Echad Mibnei Chabure, or if one of the Bnei Chabure have Chometz, so your chayiv va'achi yimay bazoret. So two things he's saying, that the chometz has to belong either to the sheichet or the zayrek or techem nechabure, and the chometz has to be in the azoret. Rabbi Yochanan noma af al pi shein imay bazoret. The chometz does not have to be in the azoret. The chometz can be chutz lazoret. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi chei a chometz l'sheichet. Va'aval gav dechsiv al chometz stome. It says lo sishchat al chometz. Is imhoye chometz. And that's when imhoye chometz lechot she'ene mibnei chabure. Va'afilo yeshne ime bazore. Ve'elu ashoichten pischeyem royin oisoi. They see the chometz. Ve'isru behem. Ein oivre. Kedem meforesh lekame. That is not called loisishchat al chometz, even though the chometz is in front of him, v'royin oisoi, v'dechsiv loisishchat v'lo yolin kol sheyeshnei balone yeshnei b'shchite. We'll see the drosha and the samach gimel amet beis, how the drosha works. Interessante ha'ore, that means it seems from Rashi that without this drosha of loyolin, so if I'm standing, if I'm shechting a korban pesach in this chometz in front of me in the azore, veila shechtim saying royin oisoi, they see the chometz, yesh nime bazove royin oisoi, so that is considered I'm loisishchat al hachometz. That's called I was shechit al hachometz. Achsamid is a shailah Rabbi Kevege, there's a mitzvah zocheyu al hayayin. You have to say kiddush al hayayin. So when is it considered kiddush al hayayin? So lecher, we're under the impression if I'm holding a kois, that's called kiddush al hayayin. If Reuven will be holding a kois and Shimon will say kiddush and Shimon will be gazing at the kois, so lecher, achsamid Rabbi Kevege, them zon from Adova Poshet, that's not called zocheyu al hayayin. L'chayre, from this Rashi, it would seem differently. Rashi held that it says loisishchat al chometz. So if I'm shechting and this chometz here, and I see the chometz, that's called our sheichet al chometz. So l'chayre, who had in zacheyu al hayayin, should be like that. Zomazem vayte. Now Rashi says ve'im yesh le'echod mehen kulon oivrim. Now Rashi says amuim dekechidish. That it would seem from this Rashi that if one of these three have the Sheichet or the Zoyrik or the Echad Nechabura, Kulon Oivrim. The Nechabura Oivr, if the Sheichet has, the Sheichet is Zoyrik Nechabura has, it seems that That's it's the Pesach shouldn't be nishchat al chometz. That's how Rashi seems to learn pshat. Not loisishchat al chometz, that you're not allowed to shecht al chometz. So it's a lav on the shechita. So the shechet is over. We can learn the shechet is over. The zeirik is over. If he has chometz, of vechad nechabure have chometz. But the nechabure zicha an over. They're not shechtim. Rashi says, "Vim yesh leechad mehem kulon oivrim, the all oivr." Let us just turn the omid 1 minute and see the top toisvis. Oy leechad mehem chabure, oy mari, the loy mechayiv balachomets, ela hashoichet vahazirik. Toisvis is chaylik on Rashi. Loisishchat omar rachmone. The love is loisishchat. And we learn now, dam zivchi, so dam is, what's the dam going, don't shech the dam? So the zeirik adam, the zeirik dam zivchi is also over. But the b'nei chabur is not over. That what it says, b'nei chabur, that means that the sheichet and the zeirik is over. If afilu b'nei chabur have chometz, but the b'nei chabur is not over. It's a lav lesishchat. How could the Bnei Chabura be over? They're not doing anything. The Sheikhet is shechting. So we have a tremendous machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi seems to learn that the lav is loisi shochet al chometz. The korban is not permitted to be geshochten al chometz. It doesn't matter. So Mamela, all those who are involved in the korban, the Bnei Chabura, they're all over on this lav. And then Taisvis learns that the lav is on the sheichet. Lezeirik adam, vizrikenam yis raboi b'mechilta midam zivchi. So there's a isra on the zeirik also. So now we have here a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. If the chometz has to be in the azore, then yoiva. Rabbi Yochanan Noma Afal Pi She'ein Imoi Bazor. So the Gemara Bamai Kamiflegi. What is the Machloikis? Koyit Reish Lakish has to be in the Azor. So the Gemara Ileime Ba'al Besomuch Kamiflegi. The Shaila is, it says Al Chometz, so in order, does Al mean that it has to be close to you? It has to be in the same Mokim where you are. It has to be in the Azor. You and the Azor has to be in the Azor. Rab Shimon ben Lakish sova al besamuch. Rab Shimon ben Lakish holds that al means besamuch. Loisishchat al chometz has to be close to you. So the melee only even if the chometz is in the azore. Rab Yochanan sova loibin in al besamuch. He holds that al does not mean besamuch. So the melee loisishchat al chometz. If the chometz is outside of the azore, if the chometz is outside of Yerushalayim, al pichesbet. So also, you shouldn't be Yoiva, because it's Lebinen al Besama. Frag the Gemara of if Ligubo Chodezim. Gemara says, if that's the Machloikis, you don't need a new Machloikis. By the love of Leisishchat al Chometz, we have already a previous Machloikis. Does Al mean Besamach? Does Al not mean Besamach? The Snan, we learned in the Mishnah as follows. Hashoichet toida lifnim. A person shechted the kolben toida in the azore. V'lachma chutz lochayma. In the lechem is chutz lochayma. Like this, the halacha is that the lachme toida get a kedushas aguf through the zviche. Before the zviche, it was magdish the lachme toida. They have a kedushas domim. But they get a Kedushas Aguf through the Zviche. Now here, the Mishnah says that a person shechted a Kolben Toide in the Lechem, the Lachme Toide were Chutz Lachayim. So the Loch is Loikidish Alechem. The Lechem is not Niskadish Al Yedei Azviche. So here we have Machlekes Amayroim. My Chutz Lachayim. What does that mean, Chutz Lachayim? Which Chayim are we speaking about? We're speaking about that is outside of the chayma of Beis Pagi. So we'll see Rashi explains that this the Beis Pagi was the most outermost point of Yerushalayim. So Yerushalayim went till Beis Pagi. Outside of Beis Chaim, Chutz L'Chaim is Beis Pagi, is Chutz Yerushalayim. So Rabbi Yochanan said, if the Lachmei Toida are Chutz L'Yerushalayim B'Shas, Shchitas HaToida, so they're not Niskadish. What is the Cheshbon? It's a Poshet Cheshbon. Because the Yerushalayim is the Mokim Achile of Lachmei Toida. It's Kotshim Kalim, so it's Nechol B'chol Eir. Chutz Le'ir, it's Nifsal, it's Nifsal B'yoytze. So Memele, so a Mokim Chutz Le'ir, I feel it was Niskadish, it becomes Nifsal, so Avada Gevis, it is not a Mokim to become Niskadish. So that's the Svar of Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan said that what the Mishnah says, that if it's chutz lechoyme, it's leinis kaddish alecha, means it's chutz lechoyme of Beis Pagi. So memela, that means it was outside of Yerushalayim. So then it's not niskaddish. Avol chutz lechoyme sa'azore, but what is it? It's outside of the zore kaddish. There also says al by the lachmei toide, but so he holds loy beinin al besamach. He doesn't hold that al is besamach. Ab Shimon ben Lakish Omar afilu chutz lachaymes azore is also loy kodesh. Afilu it is in Yerushalayim, it's outside of the chaymes azore. It's loy kodesh. Al mabeinin al besamach. So Resh Lakish holds al besamach. So Memele, so that's the Gemara's Kasha. So it comes out, we have already a previous machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Resh Lakish, if Al means Besamuch. Rabbi Yochanan says Al does not mean Besamuch, Resh Lakish says Al means Besamuch. So why do you need the same machlokes over here by Leisishchat Al Chometz? Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Ba'al Besamuch, Kol Heicha Dechsiv Al, Mashme Besamuch. That's what Resh Lakish holds. It means Samuch loy was Mata Menashe. If Nimba Zore, Lachme Toide, Mishahukdishu Bepe, Kidshu Kedushas Domim. After Kedushas Pe, they have a Kedushas Domim. They also Bachile, Ubahano, Kedushas Domim. Avoloi, Kidshu Kedushas Aguf. There's no Kedushas Aguf. And therefore, the Allah is vim nitmu, if they became tommy, niftim. Kedushas domim is a din pidyin. V'yoytzin l'chulin. V'shchitas ha-zevach mekadashto. The shchitas ha-zevach is mekadash t'lechen l'gufon, that it gets a kedushas ha-guf. B'liyoyz nifsolim b'tful yoyim, now it's nifsol b'tful yoyim. B'magim mechusa kippurim. U'beline, noiso, vim nitmu, yisareifu. Kedachsiv al zevach atoider chalois, amamar b'menoches it says kolboni al zevach atoider chalois. So kolboni al zevach malamechen alechem kori kolben elo bezviche. Kolboni al zevach that the lechem gets a shame kolben with the zvich. So it says chutz lochayme like kiddush alechem kedushas aguf. So what's called chutz l'chaim? So Rabbi Yochanan said chutz l'chaim is beis pagi. Ein emokim chitzayin shibirushalayim. Hosam hu, the chutz l'chaim is beis pagi, chutz l'shalayim hu, ve'ein emokim achilas kotshim kalam. It's not emokim achila. Vim yotzu shom nifsolim. And if they would take them out after got a kedushas aguf would be nifsol. Hosam vadila mekatshele shchite. So an emokim, which after was Niskadish Kedushas Aguf, if you take it out, it passes it. So Badi Givis, that is not a mokim, that it's Roy Likadish Kedushas Aguf. Avali Chutz Lochaymes Azore Koi, Afal Gav, the Lav Gabi Zevach Koi, Bishaz Vich, even though it's not near the Zevach, it's outside of the Chaymes Azore, Aboil, the Mokim Echsheiro Yoimit, Shapur Domi, Vloi Beinon Al Besomo. So Memela, so we have this previous pasuk. Let us see Taisvis. Lo yemrinin al besomach teime. The beperik shtei alechna mrinin. The lechol apochis beinin al besomach. Everyone holds a need. That's the minimum that it should be samuch al kapon. The pligi tanoi bebozichei levoine shalechem aponim. Where would the bezichim put on? The ikalaman doma v'nosata al hamareches al mamish. It was put on the lechem aponim. Al hamareches. The ikalaman doma al besamuch. No, it doesn't be al hamareches, it was samuch to the mareches. But al kapponim, that's it. The furthest you can go with al is samuch. Chayn be'elu nemorim pligi b'krodah v'nasatas abrocha al ha'grizim I al mamish I besomach but al kaponim, that's it. And here we have Rabbi Yechanan says you don't say al besomach. B'shloim edosam svoru hu tahave besomach. There the svoru is it should be besomach. The b'shas anochas alechem o yimanichem oisom. B'shas ilukai niktorim. So we see that it has episodes, it's a chayl, it has the similar halachas the lechem upon him had, so memele, so that's mistavel that should be besomach. Then gabi hagrizen svorod ulcho pochus besomach binin, di ilafochi lamai kosve. So memele, so therefore we assume that al at least means besomach. But if there's no svorod whatsoever, so then then it's debatable if al mitzad atzmoi means besomach. Chaymash me besomach, later the Gemara mentions a similar svar. The eichad is svaru loy pligi. If there's a svar that should be besamach, then everyone is moided al means besamach. To come out when you mekadish, I'm a moidele l'reish lokish. Gemara wants to say later that without the machloikis by lachmei toide, there'd be a svar to say that Rabbi Yochanan is there moide to reish lokish, because there mi svare you need, there mi svare you need that it should be besamach. Al kaponim, let us get back to the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara had a kasha. We have here a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. If the chametz has to be in the azore, if the chametz can be outside of the azore. And the Gemara wanted to be toilet. Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, if al is besamuch, Reish Lakish l'tamei, or al is not besamuch, and Rabbi Yochanan l'tamei. And the Gemara said that that's a mistava, because if l'gibochadazimne, so why do we need this new machlokes by Sheikhet al Chometz? We could figure it out from the machlokes by Lachmei Toide. Elo, zuk the Gemara, no. Machlokes is basros sofik kamiflugi. Machloikis is Basra Sofik. So what does Rashi say? Elohochi Gabi Chometz Basra Sofik Kemiflegi. Machloikis is there Malkis when there's Asra Sofik? The Malkis lesser Elo Basra. In order to give Malkis, the Musra has to be warned. So when you go over to a person, you warn him, leisishchat al chometz. Ichazinin chometz gabei, if we see the chometz by him, he brought into the azore, he brought in his pekel chometz, it's there together with him in the azore, umasrin bei, avi asroz vada. So then it's asroz vada. We can tell him, bluntly, Abyid, if you shecht now, with this chametz here, you're gonna get malchus, and you're over the lava le sishcha. Biloi, asro asofiki. But if the chametz is not in the azore, so you're gonna tell him, biloi asro asofiki, what, you can go over and tell him that what, listen, if you're gonna shecht, you're going to get malchus. Who says he's going to get Malkus? Who says there's chametz in his house now? So how can you tell? So to tell him, if you have chametz in your house, you're going to get Malkus if you shecht. So we're telling him something that we don't know if it's true. We don't know. We can't tell him behiras that he's going to get Malkus. Because we don't know if it's tzotzich in his house. Even though later we send messengers and we find that in his house there's chometz, even though nan loy have yodinin lav asroi, so it's not asro. רבי יוחנן סובר הסחו סופק שמו הסחו וישתקח דאב אלוהי מחי. So that's the machloikis. So the Gemara wants to say that the machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is Hasro Sofik Mechayev Malkis. Rabbi Yochanan holds Hasro Sofik Mechayev Malkis. So the Edim do not have to know. The Edim do not have to know if for sure if he has chometz or not. So even though they can't tell him that you're going to get malchus if you shecht, who says he has chometz? But asro sofik shmei asro, and Reish Lakish holds asro sofik loy shmei asro. So they didn't have to know be behirus that he's going to get malchus. So the chometz has to be there in the Azor. Let us see toisvis asro sofik loy shmo asro mitoich perish akuntres mashme. Since the Edom don't know, so it's not a Asro. The Loi Nihira Lari. The Ri does not like Rashi's Pshat. The Ma Lonu im Sofik Le Masra. Vos geit mir on. If the Masra does not know, El Shiye Vadai Le Musra. Why does the Masra have to know? The Iker Mechubin of Asro is loy nitna Asro lahavchin ben shaygik lemezid. The Musra knows what's tutzach in his house. The Musra knows if he has chometz or not. So I feel I don't know. I can go over and tell him, listen, if you have chometz in your house, you're going to get malchus. Now the Musra knows if he is, the Musra knows what's tutzach by Eminois. So memele, if I don't know, so what's geit miron? That's called Asro's vadai. Because the Musra is getting the message. All the time, the case of Asro Sofik is, let's say, as follows. That let's say a poshet case of Asro Sofik is if you have a person who's a Sofik ben Zion Larishin, a Sofik ben Tes Lusheni. That means he doesn't know who his father was. Was his father is Reuben his father or Shimon his father? His mother got married 2 months after the father gave a get. So we don't know who his father is. So you're gonna go over and you're gonna go over, so he hits now, so the makah of it. So he's going to hit Reuven. So we can't tell him by hitting Reuven you're gonna get Malkus. You can get Misa because who says Reuven is your father? Then he goes and hits Shimon. So he's Zichah also we can't tell him for this Yechayah Misa. Now we know he's Zichah Chayav Misa, but there was no Hasro. Bishas Maisa, he did not hear, he did not know that for this Maisa he's going to get Misa because he didn't know. So Memele, so there, that's called Hasro Sofi. He doesn't know the magnitude of the pool he's doing. He doesn't know that he's going to be Nenash. He has to know this before you give him an Oynish Aguf. But here, only the Edim don't know. He does know was Tutzach Metem. Veloshen, so Mamelos Taisvis does not like Rashi's Pshat. So Taisvis says, Veloshen, Hakuntres Nami Yeshli Yashiv, Dochi Koma. Kivin Dan Nan Lehavi Yodinon, since we don't know, Fiyas Chometz in his house, Lav Asroi, so it's not Asro, Sheyochel HaMusa Lakrisheini, Veloimer Shoygi Koyisi. So the Musri could say, I also didn't know that there was Chometz in my house. Not that, so the problem is Take, that means could be for all practical purposes, it could be he has a good Shochen that's going to go into his house and see that his Chometz is going to burn it. You can never tell. So if they know that his Chometz is there, so they're telling him. But if they don't know, he also doesn't know. What was when he left? Who knows if it's still the same outfit? So Memele, he could say, I didn't know. So Memele, so Philip will find out later, but Pishas Asro, he did not know if he had chometz or not. So the Gemara wants to say that the Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish is in this Nekudev Asro, Sofik Shmei Asro. Beichen and hold Shmei Asro, so therefore you don't need Imoy Bazor. We'll find out later if he had Chometz. That's why we're telling him. It's a possibility you might be Chayiv Malkus for Shechting. and that yediyah alone is enough. And according to Rashi Lakish, he needs a yediyah brura. Asra sofik lo yishma asra. Zukti Gemara, hapligi bo chod azimne. So we have already a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan Rashi Lakish and Asra sofik. The itma. Shvue sha'oichel kiker zu hayayim. A person made a shvua that he's going to eat this kikker. Today, it will be eaten this kikker. For over hayoyim, v'loy ochlo, and the day passed by, he's mechuyiv to eat the kikker today. He swore he's going to eat the kikker. If he doesn't eat the kikker, it's oivah leisisa shem ha'shov. Because he swore he's going to eat it. He didn't eat it. Is Rabbi Yechnim Reishlo, Roshimim Belokish, Tomri Tavayu, Ein Eloike. He's not Chayiv Malkis. Rabbi Yechnim, Omar Ein Eloike, Mishim Dabal Eilav, Shein Bei Maisa, Becholav, Shein Bei Maisa, Ein Leike Nolov. That means he's over on Leisiso, Beshei Val Tase. That means he had said that he's going to eat it. He didn't eat it. So he's over Beshei, he should have eaten it, and he didn't eat it. So he's over Beshei Val Tase. So it's Ein Bei Maisa. So therefore, Ein Leike Nolov. Aval asro sofik, shmo asro. Abshimim meloki shoma ein eloikim, shim davalei asro sofik, loy shmo asro. Aval avshem be maise, loiken olof. So we have already a machloikis between Rabbi Yechner and Shloki someplace else, if one is loike an hasro sofik. Let us see Rashi. Potter mi malkis to loisis asro sofik, ki masrinim be, Ichluhu hayoyim. When we give him asra, eat it. Pentaver ashvue. Shemo yaver. Shemo lo yaver al hasra seinu. Adayin yeishuhus payoyim. There's still time to eat it. Now, let me just tell you the lashon of Rashi in Masechta Shvuos. Rashi says it's a little better. Sheyocha loyma adayin yei shehus bayoyim. Ve'ein hamasre yochel lechaven sheyaver hayoyim besoich kedei dibo shel hasro. Now, lechere pshatan Rashi is as follows. Lechere, if a person says, let us not speak about Malkish. When a person says, shvue sheoichel kikil ze hayoyim. I'm going to eat this kikker. When is he mechuyev to eat this kikker? What time of the day is he mechuyev to eat the kikker? So, be'emison, he's mechuyev that this kikker should be eaten, upon him, one chelik of the day. But let's put it a little better. Let's say that if I know klo, that, let's say the day ends 6 o'clock. And now it is 4 o'clock. And I know if he won't eat it in the next 2 minutes, he won't eat it. He won't eat it anymore. So let's say if I have this idea. So he won't be able to eat it. So Lukhairis as the Shwuish Aichal Kikazu Hayoim is Mahuyev to eat it now from 4 minutes, 4 o'clock to in these 2 minutes is Mahuyev to eat it because so by Emerson, this Cheshben is every minute of the day. That means if you won't eat it later, you mechuyev to eat it now. If you won't eat it later, and you won't eat it now, you're going to get malkis. This is asros vaday. But the shaila is, who says I won't eat it later? That means if I would know for zicher that he won't eat it later, there would be such a cheshbon from 2 minutes after 4, he can't eat it anymore. So then that's Asros Vadai. I'm going over to him and tell him, if you won't eat it right now, you're going to get Malkus. Because because this is the only time you can eat it. And if you won't eat it, you can get Malkus. So this would be Asros Vadai. No, the Teretz is, Yenis says, but it doesn't work like that. Because you come to him 4 o'clock and you tell him you have to be Masra, Tech the Dibur to the Aveir. So you can tell me, if you won't eat it now, you're going to get Malkus. So he laughs you in your face. He says, if I won't eat it now, I'll get Malkus. I can eat it 5 minutes later. I can eat it 10 minutes later. So Memele, that's true. If I won't eat it 10 minutes later, so I'll get Malkus for not eating it now. That means now is also a Mechayiv, if I won't eat it later. But who says I won't eat it later? So Memele, so the whole time,
the whole time when I master him, even though I have a potential machayev, that means each 2 minutes is, at the end of the day, is machuiv, I didn't need it 4 o'clock, we didn't 2 after 4. That means each, there was zikha achiv on him that it should be eaten. Since it wasn't eaten later, it should have been eaten now. But Yochaloi Marashi says, Adayin Yeshuhus Bayoin. He could say, who says I'll get Malchus if I don't eat it now? I can eat it 5 minutes later. So you can tell him, maybe you'll get Malchus if you won't eat it now. That means if you won't eat it later, you'll get Malchus when I'm eating it now. That's a very asrosophic. Asrosophic loishma asro. Rashi says in Shavuos Vayta, Veina masra yochel lechaven sheyaver hayoin besoich dey dibur shel asro. That means, in a person it's impossible to be mechaven, that he should give him the asro, toich dey dibur sheyaver hayoin besoich dey dibur shel asro. That means that he should be able to be masrim in the last possible moment that he could still eat it, and tell him, if you won't eat it now, you're going to get Malchus. Could be too late, could be this, it's too early. It has to be Teich Dei Dibbo of the Aveire. So he has to tell him Teich Dei Dibbo of the last minute that it's possible for him to eat, that if you won't eat it now, you're going to get Malchus. So it's a Yevshel Lechav. So Memele, so the Inyan is, it's a Inyan of Asrosophic. So the Gemara says that, so we have already a machloikis of asrosophic. You don't need a new machloikis. Omri, lo ilom ba'al besomach kamiflegi. Zog the Gemara, no. The machloikis is tak as we mentioned previously. The machloikis is that you need ba'al besomach. Latzriche. The ifil gilinyin chomets, if I would only have the machloikis linyan chometz adamine bahu the kamar Rabbi Yochanan labinyan al besamach b'shem de isah, because there is an isah you're not allowed to have sishchat al chometz v'chol heicha de isah. So there is no difference where the chometz is. Avol the inyan mikdash lechem lekodesh ala b'fnim. Baba, when we're speaking about to be mekadesh to lechem. So there is a svara like Kaddish Ella Bifni, maybe Maidulab Shimon Ben Lakish to be in Alba Samach. I mean, here there's a svara, we'll see why in Rashi in Toisves, here there's a svara that you need the Lechem Bifnim. And if there's a svara you need Lechem Bifnim, so then I would say Rabbi Yechon is Maidu that he attach Alba Samach. The Isi Gavoi Kaddish, Eloi Loi Kaddish. Midi Dahava Kli Shoresh, just like a Kri Shoresh, Strich. So therefore, yes, Rabbi Yechon is to tell us no. That even though there's a pesach svara midi dahabak lishoris, afal pikein, you don't need al besomuch. V'yashmini linya mikdash lechem avamina b'hach komer Rav Shimon ben Lakish to be in an al besomuch. V'yise gavoi kodish iloi loi kodish. So there is a svara that it should be somuch. So there Rish Lakish holds al besomuch. Avel inyan chometz moedel el Rav Yochanan lo be in an al besomuch. V'yisure uvechalecha v'yise yise tzriche. So therefore, we need a double machloikis to tell us that Rabbi Yochanan holds by lachmei toide that a filo des asvor it should be besomach. You still don't need al besomach. We need the machloikis by us to tell us, even though there's asvor you don't need al besomach. And that's when Rish Lakish holds, you say al besomach. Atzrichi laflugi. The chometz of balach mitayde midav a klisharis the mekatshi legufa a klisharis brings a kedushas aguf to receive kol anegei bem yigdosh ve'ein mekatshin ela hanichnas lesoich on a klisharis is only mekadish if it's in the klisharis. So memela I would think that here the lechem would only become kodesh if it's in the azore. Let us see toisus midav a klisharis perish bekuntris. Ein mekatshin el amasha besoichom. Because mashayich zel shchitas azevach shle yekadosh el amasha befnim lazor. Dr. Tois is mayin shmit el eitzah hasini. That's true. A klisharis is mekadosh. Whatever enters the klisharis. So that's a dinik lushas klisharis. It has to enter the klisharis. But peichet teisi, does the lach metoid have to be in the azor?
Hilkach nire leforish mide da havakli shorish ein mekadshin mashe besoich nokshein bazore. That the klishoris is mekadish, but the klishoris is only bekoyech to be mekadish if the klishoris is in the azore. That means, so you need for that dover to be mekadish, that it has to be in the azore also. V'chaimash v'perikam is bech mekadish. The koma klishoris ein mekadshin elo mitoichon, v'ein mekadshin elo bifnim. The only Mekadesh Bifnim. So seems Taisvis learned, and Mokhei we can clear Achakire, if the Klishoris is Bachutz, it's not Mekadesh, is it a Chason in the Klishoris? It's a Chason in the Dover HaNiskadesh. Taisvis, Dachsamim learns it's a Chason in the Dover HaNiskadesh, that the Klishoris cannot be Mekadesh if it's not Bifnim. It can't be mekabel the kedusha if it's not bifnim. So memele the kedusha that the lachmei toide is getting through the shritas toide, it also can be get this kedusha if it's not bifnim. Vim toima this nam belulav arove ke maiseyu b'chol kach maiseyu b'shabbos. That by nisach hamayim the sheves hamayim was the same thing. It was Bachelus Bishabis, or Shay Mamale Chobi Shalzo, Shaina Makudeshas me Erev Shabbos, Mamale the Mayim Erev Shabbos. Poporir Ba'amai. Why do you take a Chobis Shaina Makudeshas, Nasi Makudeshas? Take a Chobis that's his Kedushas Klishoris. Omar Abziri, Kosova Ein Shir Lamayim. That is no Shir Lamayim. Like this, the Gemara is a svara to say that klishoris is only mekadish. That's what it's roi like. If you put in more into the klishoris than is needed for the korban, then the klishoris is even not mekadish. So the Gemara says the ain shir lamayim. That means there's no specific shir. Whatever you put in, it could be used for nisach hamayim. So the klishoris is right to be mekadosh whatever is put in. Ukli shows mekadoshim shloim ledas. It's perish v'imaisi mekudeshes. If you're going to bring a klishoris, a chovis mekudeshes, if salu belina. So mameila, you have no eitzah. You have to put into chovis ain't a mekudeshes. Put into chovis mekudeshes, so the mind is going to become person believe it. Fektachtoisus v'hashta kati naisi mekudeshes. Let's bring a chovis mekudeshes. It's only Mekadosh Bifnim, Taisva says, so let's bring a Chovish Aina Mekadosh. Yishloimel de Toiv lo Chovish Aina Mekadosh Yishvinechena Bifnim in Mekadosh Yishvinechena Bachutz. Exactly why Beisach Nishabal Kaponim, Taisva says that it's preferable to bring it Bifnim, so Bifnim you have to bring a Chovish Aina Mekadosh. Svas emes is ma'irer that according to Rabbi Yochanan darshan's al, you don't need samach. Rabbi Yochanan holds, no, I'm sorry, Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish darshan's you need al samach. Resh Lakish holds asra sofik, loishmo asra. So he asks, so why do you need the drosha of al samach? Typically, asro sofik lo yishma asro. So, whenever it's not samuch, peltach in asro. So the Sfas Emes says a poshet eteretz. He says nafkemina asro sofik lo yishma asro is only a din in einish. But if it's not samuch, without the drosh of al besamuch, he's even nisa deraisa. He won't give him malchus because it's asro sofik, but he's even nisa deraisa. It's not worse than Oiva B'Shoigik. He didn't know, but Al Kaponim Yitzicha B'Oiva. Now that there's a Gzeres HaKosav of Al B'Somuch, so if it's not B'Somuch, that's not the Lav. The Lav is Lo Yisishchat Al B'Chomitz. Lo Yisishchat Al Chomitz. Daf give it Somuch to Kechomitz. That's what the Sfas Emes wants to say. He brings a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi asks the Kasha. The Yerushalmi says, an Afkemina will be if you can see the Chomitz through a window. And it's outside of the Azore.
Salta Chesong and the Vascha Sofik, there's no Chesong. We see there's a big package outside with his name on it, and the Chometz is there. So Vascha Sofik, there's no Chesong. Afal Pikein, it is, he won't get Malkis because it's not Besamach.